Okay, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
You have a
seven,
quorum, Margie.
Eight. Okay.
Margie, I'm here. This is Jeannie.
Also checking in, Vida Lynn.
Hi, Vida.
We hear you, Vida.
Margie, you can start when you're ready.
Okay, I'm sorry, my laptop went dead. Okay, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, sorry, I didn't realize it was not plugged. Okay, good evening, everyone. I would like to call the meeting to order and welcome you all to the Asian American and Pacific Islanders Community Commission. Sunny, could you please lead the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure. Could you please, everybody, just put your right hand on your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. I will now do the roll call. Okay, let me start with Dorinda Burnett.
Present.
Aaron Gupta.
Present.
Jeannie Kim.
I'm here.
Daniel Lee.
Present.
Okay. Vida Lynn.
Here.
Okay. Alan Malari.
Here.
Okay. I have to skip Arlene. A family member passed away, so she won't be here with us. Divya Narala. Fayaz Raja. Rika Tamora.
I'm here.
Okay. Did Fayaz say something? Is that Fayaz? No. Okay, so Rika's here. Craig Valdez.
Here.
Sunny Vinuya.
Here.
Sharifa Wahab. Okay. And our vice chair, Tuan Pham.
Here.
And yours truly, your chair, Marietta Gonzalez. Thank you. I would like also to introduce our county staff. Our secretary is Gloria Wells. And our community liaison is Beatrice Martinez. Emily Nolan won't be here with us tonight. Now we will go to the first portion of public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the commission about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, You must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the commission wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair of the commission by majority vote. Okay. So now we go for the approval of the minutes. The minutes of the last meeting, that was October 28, 2020 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve minutes from October 28.
Thanks.
Dorinda Burnett, second.
Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion? Okay. Is anyone opposed in approving it? Okay. Hearing none, it is thus approved. So now we have the go for the approval of the agenda for tonight, November 18, 2020, and hold, combine, or delete any items. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the agenda for today.
Thanks, Aaron.
Dorinda Burnett, second.
Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion on this? I'm sorry?
Margie, can you hear me? This is Raja.
Oh, hi, Raja.
I'm sorry, I could hear you, but I don't know. I want to make sure that you could hear me. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Okay. I'm sorry that you could not hear me.
No, I could hear you, but yeah, I could hear you now. Yeah.
Okay. So, is there any discussion on this, on the agenda? Okay. Is anyone opposed to approve it? Okay, so it is thus approved. Now we will move to the informational item section of our agenda. So tonight there will be a presentation by Pastor Alan Malari regarding the development of an AAPI cultural center. I know he has submitted the presentation. Are we ready, Pastor Allen? Are we ready also, B? Okay, the floor is yours, Pastor Allen.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Sure.
Okay, I'm not even seeing the presentation yet, so I can click on it.
Can everyone see the presentation?
No, I'm not seeing the presentation.
Can everyone else see the presentation?
No.
No.
Nope.
It's blank. It's a blank screen.
That's just a blank screen.
Oh. I'm at the beach.
Yeah.
Right. On the beach.
That's my Zoom background. Let me see if I can share it again.
There you go.
Can we fit the page, or I cannot control it? Can we control it?
Would you like to control it, Pastor Allen?
Yeah, I need to control it so I can switch and click on the screen.
Okay, I have made you the presenter. So if you have to put it up on your screen.
Oh, I have to put it up on my screen. Okay.
Yes, if you would like to control it, you need to put it up on your screen, and I could put it up on mine, and you just tell me when to scroll.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just scroll it, and then we'll go from there.
We're getting feedback.
Okay, now we're good. Can we show your screen so that can you play it?
Okay.
Play it.
Yep, working on it right now.
Okay. I'm not seeing it here yet.
No, my computer is still thinking. Give me 1 second. I think it's in the middle of changing.
Would you be able to send the presentation afterwards for those who take it on the screen today?
Yes, the presentation is going to be emailed in the minutes.
Great, thank you.
It's taking forever.
Yeah, it's just, I just have the little circle of death. Would you be able to share it?
Yeah, if you allow me to, right now, I don't have thing here, but share.
If you,
yeah, I'm gonna do it right now.
Perfect.
Okay, can you see it?
Uh huh.
Okay. All right. So now we're seeing it now, right? All right. So. Basically, what we have here is the vision of how we really want to have the core of our organization or our collective organizations, or I would say, you know, the committee, and how we're going to be able to help the community, right? And to help the community by partnering with government agencies, services, organizations, and local business to provide services to our community, meaning to say we will have all the services that the community offers as far as the government. So it will be distributed like, you know, you have Japanese, you have Filipino, you have Korean and all that. And we have a separate languages, but yet same service. With that being said, we are able to have it in one place. So the outline here is we will have the services offered, right? The partnership that we're going to establish, the partnership that we established with other community as far as the organizations that we're going to have, and the one-stop center, meaning once we have the place, they can go there for every single services that is available for us to give. And again, it will be directed to whatever, you know, to their specific needs. And of course, the initial implementation and the building structure and the sustainability and how we can sustain the building. And of course, the key to success. So the services offered is, you know, these are based on the existing flow that we have gotten from ACRC. And basically, ACRC offers the same services that we are to offer to the public. And we partnered it there. And these are just the base. So we can add more or subtract or deduct or whatever. But as far as the assistance that we can give initially, or, you know, it has all this application for business social services, business development, financial education, career building, housing assistance, health and medical resource, legal and paralegal services, senior citizen services, federal and state services, right? And we have also referral services, accountant, CPA, taxpayer, behavioral management intervention, financial advisor, home health care, Medicare and Medicaid qualified, insurance broker, legal, medical center, merchant accounts, realtor, or, you know, all these beautiful services that we can refer. And other services, as once we have the place, we can also offer a virtual office, an office available, and we can do fundraising, event planning, basic health checkup screening, and other things that is within the vicinity. And what we are envisioning is to all of us being in one house, we can offer these kind of services with easily transition with this partnership. With regards to what we have right now, we will have a partnership as a main core, as a central location. We will have the government, local organizations, business, the community. It will be connected to all of us, to us as a big entity that will the cent that will be the center of the what do you call this, the Asian community, okay. And the partnership approach, which is, you know, we will pre-qualify them, we will do background check and all that, so that we can build up a good relationship with other organizations or other community partners that will go through approval and all that, so we can qualify them and then offer the basic services that they have. And of course, once we have that, we can have a one-stop center where the commission will be able to assist the events, referral, outreach, and all that going out, okay? So it's a one-stop center that we can offer to them. And the line of implementation is that once we have, you know, we will establish the building structure. Actually, Margie and I, we went to the place last week, Tuesday, and we were able to see a beautiful place in Convention Center, and it is 20,000 square foot of location. It has, we can have build a stage and all that, and then at the same time, you know, that's just part of what we're doing right now. We're searching for places, locations that it's either we rent a place or better yet, we get it for $1 and then apply that and build it or build it from the ground up. And that's what the establishment is, what we have, what we are building right now in the feasibility study, on how we can structure the design, and you know, and then that's, and after all of that, that is the time we can organize the flow and how the operation and all that. But until then, the first line of what we're about to do and what we're doing right now is feasibility study on number one, how we can secure the place and the long term and short term, and at the same time, how we can collectively operate the place and sustain the place, right? So it's all in the planning stage, and we hope to see the front building of you know, API community center like this. But of course, if you have an event center like this that can see 300 people that we can put out and other events that we're gonna have. And of course, we will have an exhibits, libraries, and all that. This is just a vision on how we can really see out of how we can we are putting this thing together as we project it. And of course, we want to have a grass area for sports activity and all that, and mirror rooms for cultural dances, because I know that there's a lot of group, even, you know, Asia, I mean, the Island Pacific, you know, they are in cultural dance, and or the everybody, you know, they can have that. And even here, the services offered and in rooms, we can be divided to whatever the services that we're going to be offering. And the sustainability is the income sources. So the income sources are what, how we can utilize. Of course, somebody have to pay the bills, right? Somebody have to pay the operation, and not just the operation, but the people and the papers and the printout. So we have other, you know, we will add some more. But this is these are just the basis of you have events, you know, you have rental facility, you have media broadcasting and advertising, website ad and all that. And we have donations pledged for membership and grants. And then we have a food court that, that we can, you know, we can utilize the place as well. So these are just the initial. And it's not a set in stone and we're going to do it, you know. It is just a high-level overview. And, of course, the, you know, organizational church and all that. And the key here to achieve the goal is team building, team effort. We have to do it as a team, not just me or Sister Margie or, you know, anybody, but it's a team effort that we all have to work together. And we cannot just, oh, you know, they're just one team, they're doing it, and I'll do my own thing. No, we have to find a way to have a mindset of oneness, meaning to say the key to achieve this goal is what? Is to have teamwork. We have to have teamwork. We, all of us, has to have a contribution or on any effort that we can contribute to make this thing happen, or else it will not happen. All of us has to contribute, and that's why Margie has, you know, the, she wants to make sure that all of us participate in whatever that we are assigned to and contribute in this endeavor. All right. So that's pretty much the presentation. And we have to dream big. So I'll pass it on to you, Margie. Margie, you are in mute. Hello?
Margie, you need to unmute yourself if you want
unmute
to speak.
Unmute yourself. Yeah. Unmute yourself. Margie.
Margie, we can't hear you.
Margie, are you out there? Twine, can you just take over?
Yes, madam. I will take it over from here then. Actually, this is my, it's going
okay,
to be
okay, I'm
my...
sorry. I'm sorry. All right. I had to find out how to unmute. Yeah, okay. So first, thank you, Pastor Allen, for the presentation. And you know, it's just an overview. And he is leading the feasibility study group. So if you don't have any question for him, we could move on to the next part of our agenda. Okay, so now we will move on to general business. I will be turning this over to one, but before that, I would just like to let you know that we have divided our group, the entire group, the entire commission, into two, the two projects that we need to accomplish. One is the feasibility study, and the other one is the resource conference. Now, the feasibility study, as I've said, is led by Pastor Allen. And then the resource conference is led by the overall in charge would be Sunny And but that group is also subdivided into three groups. So that would be Dorinda, Arlene, and Sunny. So I would like to give the floor now to Tuan, and later I know each one of the leaders will speak and let you know who their members are and how they plan to move forward. Okay, Tuan, it's your floor.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. I'm going to have a small few minutes to make sure that we going to have a timeline for each of our two big items, which is the conference and also the study. And let me ask Gloria if I could have the control of the presentations.
What are you? You have a presentation?
No, actually, I have a two piece of timeline that I wanted to show everyone, so we can go from there.
Yes, hold on just a second.
Do I have the control?
Yes, you should be able to do it, Tuan.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. So basically that, as you see that everything that we need to have the timeline, and I didn't put the time, you know, this is the timeline as far as for the study itself. However, I didn't put the date and time. Normally it would take about 3 to 4 months to get the study done. And if you see that there's two colors, one is the red colors, which is basically the commissions itself. And on the black square or on the black frame, that would be the team that working on the study. So basically, when the first thing that we need to do is to introduce the project name, which I would call East Midwest Project or East West Project or whatever you wanted to call it. You need to identify the nature, the culturals, the historic of relevance, and identify the important story, you know, to presenting it. So in order to do that, we need to develop a resource inventory, draft the theme and significant statement, create and consult the panel expert, and organize the priorities, identify existing plan. So basically, if we started next month, or if we started on this particular meetings, so we need to start a project, which is the top part of it. And then when we go back, the team going to do the next part, which is I just cited. And then after that, we review the theme and significance, which is including the panel of expert. We're probably gonna seek some expertise from other people to create the study itself. And then we develop the alternative to meet the priorities of the project, which is the study, continue the resource inventory, and consider the coordinations. And then after that, you're gonna present it to the commissions to get the final theme and significance. And then also some alternative, and we select the preferred alternative. So in this case, as the pastor just presented, we're probably gonna be working on a building or an empty building that owned by the county, and we can go from there. Or we have the other alternative, which is, you know, if we be able to build one from the ground. So we have to purchase the land, we have to purchase the whatever that we need to purchase a piece of land, and then we can start the constructions, or we can meet with the construction started. But in this particular case, we probably the study gonna have to find out that can we afford to do that. So if we say that we can't afford to build from the ground, and then we probably have to go to the alternative, which is seeking some land or an empty building that owned by the government, which is unused, and then we can go from there and renovate it, and then using that as the alternative plan. So when we identify which alternative that we're gonna go, and then we draft the mission and the vision statement, we draft the feasibility study, and then finalize the resource inventory. Resource and inventory means that what is the resource that we have? How could we get some donations? Or if we can get some old inventory from maybe that, you know, some furnitures from other people or from other organizations that giving into us, and then we can make it work for the place. So on that study, we have to identify that, and then we revise the draft for public release. So when we have all of the resource, all of the alternative, and then we're gonna present it to the commission for review. So then, you know, after the commission's approving it, and then we come back and compiling comments, revise the draft, and then compiling a letter of support, and then draft the final one and submit it to BCC for official review. So normally, as I said in the beginning, it would take probably 3 to 4 months to do this. But if we're gonna set the timeline on this one, I'm probably thinking that probably by the latest is by February that we need to get the report done, which is the feasibility study done sometime in February, because right after that we're going to have the conference, the resource conference. So basically, this is the study, the feasibility study timeline. So next. Probably the next meeting in the group, we probably have to put it in the time. So this is some of the things that we get to do, and probably we can add a few other things. But these are the key things that we need to do in order to create a feasibility study. Any questions?
No.
Okay, so and the next one I wanted to show to you, and basically is probably having the same important as far as can you see this? Can
yeah.
you see? So basically, this is a timeline for a conference, for resource conference. So number one that we need to do is to establish our goal and the objective of the conference. What is it? What is your event purpose? What are we gonna get out from it? So basically what we want to do is to broadcast our idea to the AAPI communities here in Las Vegas to make sure that they understand what we are doing and what are we trying to get out from it. So for that, I have done several conferences in the past. Actually, it's probably a dozen times, but in the last six months, I am hand-on to majority of the things of the convention itself for my church. So basically that we have, last year we had almost 10,000 people attending it. So each year we have a different theme, and we're trying to attract people, as many people as we possibly could, to come into our event. For our purpose, for this particular purpose, we want to, the final goal for our commissions is to basically building a cultural center, or what we call it East Midwest or East West Center. So that is the purpose that we want to do. So we have to draft that. How many people do we want to attend in person? Do you also want the people to watch it live? So nowadays, not only that the participant come in to the conference, but they probably be still be able to watch it live. And I think that, you know, with all the technology that we have currently, the more audience that we have, the better of the more successful that we're going to be. So that is what we need to figure it out. How do we take this about? So where's your event taking place? Is it going to be a virtual event? Possibly, because we don't know what the future is going to hold. If the case that we are in right now, we may not be able to have a live event. So we probably have to do it virtual. And if I remember correctly, even on the elections, majority of the time, some of the rally is doing online because, you know, they cannot do it live. So they have to do it virtual. So that we have to thinking about it. Number two is put together a rough budget. We have to have a budget in order to create an event. And this is probably going to be a big event. If we wanted to get some success out of it, we need to have a big event. So fill in the hole with educated guests and review regularly to avoid a blowout. Borrow similar figure from the past event, how much is going to be for the particular event. And maybe that we can ask other AAPI from other states like Greg that have brought in the people from Denver and see that if they have done any event similar to what we are going to do and see that what is their budget that they have put in together a budget. But we need to start the budgeting very early. The process needs to be started early. We plan for the unexpected. Like I said that, you know, maybe we're going to have a live event. However, because that, you know, we couldn't do it at the time, and then we have to go with the alternative. So how do we have the alternative plan in case we couldn't do the one that we're planning? So find an additional source of income to finance the event. So further down, we're gonna have some other ways of getting it. For example, like, you know, sponsorship or even tickets for some of the things, or even we're gonna get some game on the event that, you know, we can generate some income, or even, you know, selling a very nominal tickets for people to coming in.
And then we need to choose the format and theme. Brainstorm the format that will fit your goal, our goal. Will your conference have seminars or breakout workshop sessions or trade show? We could have some people coming in and presenting their own products, you know, at our event, and we can generate some income out of that. And the outline of who attending the event and select the theme that resonated with the audience. And then number four is choose a location, a venue, and the vendors. So what geographic area is best for your for our event? Possibly that we probably gonna asking the county to see that if we can use the county space that they have home event there before. How many people will be attending your event? That's gonna give you the budgets. Does the venue have the infrastructure that we need? Do we going to have any entertainments or whatever? I mean, you know, if the venues be able to provide it those, or can we put a stage there? More importantly, the speaker. The speaker is probably the one who will attract people to attend. So we have to compile a list of the ideal speakers. We may have a several speaker, but those speaker will get attentions from our communities. So we need to have that list. determine the value propositions to potential speaker before reaching out. So what is in it for them, or what do they can offer to our community, and how the speaker will convey the message to our community. That is another thing that we have to make sure that we measure those. And then of course that we need to contact them and invite them. Then we need to start the sponsors search. So within our commissions, I think there are several people having a lot of networks out there. So if we can work together, especially the ACC has been doing this for a very long time. And of course, that Sandy will probably be able to offer. And he is the head of the event. I mean, he's going to be leading the team anyway. So probably that he's going to provide some idea to how to get sponsorship and determine if those will be able to finance our event. Determine what value we can offer. In other words, that if we having sponsor coming in, do the sponsor have the audience in the conference that are loyal to them, or if they can get the message further out to the people who use their service, promote more efficiently the message to the audience and to the user, the user end. And of course, if we can give them the value why they should be sponsoring us, then we're probably going to win more sponsorship. And then we have to create the sponsorship package, what level that they wanted to coming in. So that would be that they'd be able to sponsor us without a lot of burden. And then the next one is build the event website and begin to promote the event. This is very important though. In fact, for my event that I do every annually, unfortunately this year we don't have one event because of COVID, but we probably doing 3 months in advance. We blast it with TVs, interviews, and with the website, with social media and so forth, in order to get the audience coming in. One of the things is I wanted to emphasize it is if we have a promo video, and then we can blast it out to people, and then you get the curiosity, and they will coming in. And I think that is one of the things that we probably need to have in order to have a successful event is to have a website and also promote it heavily on the social media. Last but not least, close to probably a week before the event, we have to communicate the final detail. Make sure that the venue receive the all of the registrations and give them a count of how many people are going to be attending. Confirm the schedule with the vendor. If we have any vendors coming in, including when they need to arrive and setting it up. And then double check the audio video equipment. And of course, sometimes we need to have a Wi-Fi there, for some of the presentation that we need to do, and make sure that, we don't have any mishap on that day. So again, those are things that, I took a little bit of time to create this, but I did not factor it in the time and date. So the next meeting that we have within the subgroup, and then we're going to talk about the timeline. So if we plan on May, so everything have to be done probably sometime in April. When can we start? When can we get these things done? So that is, I just give you the, some outline of the plan, and then all we need to do is to put the dates on it, so we make sure that on that particular date we achieve so much, and we know that we can check off certain things that we do. I also can create and help each team to create the checklist, So that is another thing that I could do. If you have any question, I would more than happy to answer. How do I get back? Can you take it away from me, Gloria?
Let me see if I can, but I think I'll have to do it start video.
Let me see.
Just click on start the share. Oh,
stop share. Okay, got it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tuan. Just proceed on calling the leaders of each team.
Okay, the floor is back to you, Marci.
Okay.
You get the floor back, please.
Okay, thanks, Tuan. So regarding the on the feasibility study, so Pastor Allen just did the presentation, but Pastor Allen, could you please tell us who are the members in your team?
I don't know. Tell me.
Okay. It's going to be, it's Sharifa Wahab and Jeannie Kim. Okay. Now, are they both? I don't think they're both here.
Jeannie's here. I think Jeannie's
Sharifa,
here.
Is Sharifa here? Okay. And Jeannie. Jeannie's here. Okay. And the two members of his team will actually assist him more on the clerical portion of it, doing admin for him. So since there's a lot of things that need to be like, you know, do some typing, phone calls, emailing, those kind of stuff are the things that they will be doing for Pastor Allen to assist him in his work, in his doing the feasibility study. And so the next one would be the resource conference. So
Madam Chair, can I just ask Pastor Allen, if you want to schedule the meeting with your group, I would more than happy to attend, and then maybe we can work on the timeline that they're just giving out. So we can put the dates on it, so we make sure that we started early enough. If you wanted to schedule with your group, Pastor.
Sure.
And again, thank you so much for the presentation. I think that it took you quite a few hours, you know, to put the presentations together, and it is very very comprehensive one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so to proceed, Sunny, it's your turn.
Sure. Thank you so much, Margie. And for my team, I have Vida and Aaron. And as of now, I was going to reach out to them this week to set up a meeting, but I apologize, but I had a family emergency that I'm dealing with. But I will reach out to you next week, so maybe we can meet right after Thanksgiving. So. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And under you, you have three subgroups.
That's correct. So the first group, which is I'm leading, is the fundraising team. But then I'll have Dorinda, and I believe is Rika the other one, our other leader for the subgroup?
Arlene's
not here today, but Dorinda, if you're going to go ahead and introduce your group, that would be great.
Yes. Three other members in my group. I have Dan Lee, I have Fez Raja, and I have Rika Tamura. And I did meet with the two men this past Sunday, and we are all on board to do the resource conference portion of it. And there's some ideas that we have in regards to what our function will be in this whole project. I'd like to first say kudos to both Pastor Allen and Tuan, very impressive. Very impressive on your reports. It's now, it's our committee, our group, that is the implementers. So we're the ones that will pull action towards it. There are some areas that we're looking at that will come about hopefully by next month's meeting. We have a presentation that is couldn't get in within the time frame of the county's restrictions, but it'll be up and running by next week, next month. Now, moving forward, as you mentioned, Tuan, it may be a mixture, the resource conference that I'm visualizing, may be a mixture of live as well as virtual. And it can be done on a smaller scale. But of course, the creativity of attracting those, you know, people that are required for that resource conference is critical. So that's what my team is looking at, is how to make it a successful event by implementing the principles that we have shared here. Any question?
Okay, thank you very much, Dorinda. Thank you.
I may add it that, again, with your team, Sunny and Dorinda, I think that it is very critical to start working immediately, because you know if we're talking about May, it's probably the time is going to be passed by so fast that you know when you turn around it's already April. So it's very critical for you though, because not only that you create an event, but you have to make sure that we'd be able to financing it. So the fundraising team is probably, you know, one of the most critical team that we need to strategize and make sure that how do we be able to, create a budget for that, and also that how do we make it successfully. And the more sponsorship that we have, the better it is, and we don't have to worry, like, you know, just the last time, we're struggling to pay a very small amount of money. So if we can, start to work it immediately. And then again, I already have some framework with it. And of course, with all of the heads together, we're gonna make sure that we meet the time frame. So I will offer again with your teams that I would more than happy to attending it, and probably, give out the timeline so we make sure that we be on time for the event. Thank you.
Well, we will definitely invite for the meetings. Thank you.
If I may interject, we realize that we're against the time clock here in regards to implementing all the strategies that we have set forward. However, we still have to look at being mindful with everything else going on in the world. So I understand your concern. We are moving forward on it as expeditiously as we can, given the restrictions that we live in today's world. Just so I can give you an insight, right now I'm in the middle of a convention from Hawaii, and it's, instead of being 5 days, it's 2 weeks. So, and it implements 500 people in this. So I'm picking up a lot of tips on how we can do this virtually. And in doing so, I think it's going to be important that, number one, we get a business plan going, because any resource conference, we need some kind of paperwork. Any investor would want to see numbers. We want to see, you know, what exactly we plan to do. I mean, you know, having a presentation is excellent, but they want to walk away with something if they're putting money down on it. Mm-hmm. They want something that they can touch, feel, and use their senses in order to wrap their brain around what we're trying to propose. So I think that, you know, it's out of our hand as the implementers that we also need to look at having a business plan available that we can give to our investors, that we can say, these are all the things that we will have in our center. Now, realistically, our commission ends at the end of June next year. So it's almost twofold. We're going to have to make a decision what we're going to do about that. If we go ahead and put all these plans forward and our commission ends, first thing we need to do is make sure that we either lobby our commissioners or go ahead and put in some kind of proposal how we're going to move this forward, because it's going to take longer than May or June in order to get this project and the building off the ground. So that's another area that we have to look at and work that into the resource conference as well. Because we don't want to have a resource conference and a month later, we're no longer available. Mm-hmm. So again, that's part of the whole business plan deal. And that's what I propose for all of us, to really put some thought, you know, behind it and see what we can do with all of us here about our business plan, because we do need one. Thank you.
Okay. To add on to this one, I think that I can answer two. Basically, you have two questions. The first question is, how do you bring values to the sponsor or to the people who are attending the conference? And I think that is very, very true, though. They need to see some value before they can attend or before they can sponsor us. So, I mean, we have to create something that cater to their needs. And if we can satisfy their needs, they will participate. The second question that you said, that, you know, commission is going to be ended by June. Yes, it is. But I believe that according to my understanding, we have some word from Commissioner Sigerbloom saying that he will somehow put the commissions, will continue the commissions, whether we are the one who remain here or a new group of people going to come in. So I believe that the commissions will go on beyond June. So that is probably the assurance that that we heard from Commissioner Sigerbloom. So, you know, to answer your question.
Okay. Is there anything else? Okay. Last subgroup is supposedly the led by Arlene, but since Arlene's not here, and I believe Divya is not here too tonight, Craig, would you like to say something at least would you like to say something about your group?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. So the way that we sort of have understood our subgroup is to really conduct outreach and spread the word about the conference. However, due to the lack of details and overall, you know, still planning stages of the conference, there isn't a ton of there has not been an outreach method implemented yet. You know, this goes back to what, you know, Tuan's presentation is about, is, you know, how are we reaching out to people? And also very similar to what Auntie Dorinda mentioned, you know, what is the investment for people to attend? And, you know, I'm still a bit confused I think we're all a bit, you know, confused in terms of, you know, is this conference going to include a fundraising portion? Is this also going to include a social aspect? I mean, those are things that have not been solidified yet by the planning team, you know, planning team of the conference. And so I think once more details have been solidified, then we can, you know, conduct a solid outreach strategy for the entire commission moving forward. That being said, I think that, you know, if it's a hybrid of both, you know, looking for people to donate, but also looking for the social aspect, I think that requires all of us to call on our community, our friends, and organizations and, you know, people that we work with, to attend, and to also be, vessels of, outreach for our conference. And so I think, overall, the outreach strategy will begin once we have more information, but, that's the only update that we have at the moment.
Okay. Thank you, Craig. Now, I'm expecting that by next week that we will be having meetings. Tuan and I would probably be meeting with the leaders of the groups. And for the others, for the members of each team, your leader will be reaching out to you, because you the team could actually meet, you know, even without me and Tuan, but we will be updated by your leader, because what will happen is we will have meetings with your leaders. So we will always be updated. So please work with your leader, and hopefully with the way we were grouped, this will make everybody be inspired to, you know, to work as like a team, as what Pastor Allen has presented. Now, is there any question, anything from anybody else who has not spoken tonight? Do you have any question, any concern, anything to add, any idea?
May I add it? Actually, that your question is very crucial, Craig, and I believe that as I my presentations, I did say that we need to set up a goal and objective. So those are very critical for us to see that, you know, if we have the goal and the objective, then we can devise a way how to approach people and using a goal, you know, to make sure that we provide to the people. And basically that one of the things that we do very successfully is that if we have a short video explaining what we do and what our goals are in a way that very entertaining, I think the people gonna take it, and that they will understand more. You don't have to say a lot, and sometimes it have to be in a way of an entertaining. In other words, is that, you know, you don't have, you know, 10 minutes or 20 minutes video. If you have only a short, you know, 90 seconds or maybe 2 minutes video, and could explain it, what the purpose of the event, and how do we want to accomplish, what is the benefit of participating into the event, and what is the outcome of that event. And if they see the benefit of it in a very entertaining way, I think that they would probably welcome. Thank you.
Can I also add on to that, Madam Chair?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that, Tuan, and I agree 100%. I think that also the other component for us to really recognize, especially if fundraising is going to be a core part of building this community center, is that there needs to be intentional relationships that need to be developed now. I think that, you know, coming with an ask to someone that doesn't really know who we are, what we do, especially since the pandemic has made it difficult for us to be more public facing. I think that, you know, to connect with major donors and funders requires us to be, you know, in our own time, great ambassadors of the commission. You know, we need to be able to have, you know, we should be able to have these conversations now about, you know, who we are, what we do, what you do with the commission, and, you know, to give people a little sneak peek of what we're trying to accomplish first. So that way there's context beforehand, and we're not making a giant ask from people the day that we meet them, if that makes sense. When you think about the things that you donate to as an individual, you know, you don't donate based off of the first time you hear about an organization or the first time you meet someone, right? It's a development of a relationship over time that builds a sense of commitment to the mission that we are trying to accomplish. And so in addition to what Tuan has mentioned, I think that, you know, as I encourage all the members of the commission to sort of brainstorm, you know, people who can donate to this, to the larger vision of the commission of building a community center, and to start having intentional conversations about that, you know, letting folks know that, you know, we plan on having a major event coming up next year, and that, you know, this is a long-term goal of the commission, whether I'm on it or not, and that we are all working together to build this for our community. And so, yeah, that's all I wanted to add.
Thank you, Craig. And I think I also heard this from Dorinda, you know, there's 15 of us and all of us are, you know, supposedly leaders in our communities. So we could start with that. We could start be the like the middle person between our commission and our community members of our community. So we could start with that. And with that, Craig, also your team, since you are in the PR and marketing, just like what Tuan said, like teasers. So maybe at least the community will know that, you know, we are working on the goals that we need to do. At least they know we are in existence, that we are actually a working group. So yeah, like teasers. So thank you, Craig, for what you've shared. Is there anything else?
Margie, this is Beatrice. Just for procedural purposes, if anyone wants to have a presentation, we need to agendize it. We don't need to send the presentation unless the board is voting on something. We need to have that agenda item. So if anyone wants to do a presentation, if we could have it 2 weeks before the meeting, that would be very helpful. That's what Pastor Allen did. He had it before a couple weeks before this meeting in order so we can agendize it, especially if we have other folks that need to be invited to the meeting. If you need to vote on something, then we need to have not only the items, but also have the materials that you're voting on.
Okay. Thanks, Beatrice. And since you already know now the leaders of the groups, maybe they will be reaching out to you too, just in case they need something, like reach out to some, you know, like for example, communications, they might need something, or even Pastor Allen might be needing something. As long as we know what's going on, that's very important, but I'm sure they might be needing things and they will be reaching out to you.
So. Absolutely. And now with everyone working from home, going on vacation, COVID, please email everyone, myself, Gloria, and Emily, as well as the chair and the vice chair. So just in case someone's out, someone else can pop in for that. So if you can email from Clark County, all three of us, Gloria, Emily, and myself, someone will have the email. And then Tuan and Marissa, you guys are also aware, just in case something happens.
Okay. Now expect that I'll be reaching out to all the leaders of the groups for a meeting to discuss everything that we're supposed to discuss, just like what Tuan has presented and what the others have said. So we really need to have a meeting as soon as possible. So next week. So I'll reach out to all of you. So is there anything else so we could move on to the next? Okay. Now we move on to our second period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the commission's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the commission wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair of the commission by majority vote. Is anyone stepping up? Okay, it's none. So our next meeting is December 16, 2020 at 7 o'clock p.m. Okay, please put that in your calendar. And since there's nothing else, so this meeting is now adjourned.
Good evening. Happy holidays, everybody. Yes.
Happy holidays.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, everyone. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving,
everyone.
Yes. Okay. Good night, everyone.